From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis. We're playing this week with Roxanne Roberts, Alonzo Bowden, and Sharla Lauriston. And here again is your host, who would like to ask if he can have this dance. Peter Siegel.
Thank you so much, Bill. In just a minute, Bill calls 911 to report a rhyme in progress. It's the Listener Limerick Challenge Game. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, time for some more questions for you from the week's news. Sharla, the eyes of the world have turned to China to watch as a 15-member gang rampages through the countryside, drinking booze, passing out wherever they like. What is unique, though, about this gang?
Is it that they are children?
No, not children. Well, some of them are very young, but
some
they're
of
not
are
children
young.
Per
they're
se.
Big.
They're big. They're young but big.
Oh, is it elephants?
It is elephants. Yes. Did you know that, or was like that your second in the list? Okay, it could be humans.
I
could be elephants.
About
it
that.
Could be gerbils. Okay, yes, it's elephants. There's a herd of 15 elephants left their home in a jungle in southern China a few months ago, and they started heading north. And this is true. They are wandering through, shall we say, developed areas, and they sometimes find barrels of alcohol, break them open, and drink them until they pass out. And everybody thinks, oh, it's so cute. When I do it, I get arrested. But hey, nobody knows why they left or where they're going, although elephant experts have identified one of them as wearing a T-shirt that reads 2021 Spring Break Party Animal Posse.
Well, they're destroying things in their path.
Yes.
If I saw the story, they're walking through when they come through cities.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking, can you imagine calling your insurance agent? Like, okay, there was a drunken elephant that just came through the bedroom. They're like, sure, the elephant was the one drunk.
Right. You know? It is true that these elephants are just like, you know, and they're protected, right? So nobody can harass them. So they're just like walking through. They're like breaking into people's homes. They're actually inside people's homes. That's right. We have to talk about the elephants in the room.
Oh.
What is going on? Like, what do these elephants know? And why has one of them bought a ticket to go into space with Jeff Bezos? Alonzo, scientists have found a microscopic creature in Siberia. That's not unusual. But what about this little guy is slightly odd?
He has a coat?
No, very stylish. It's like, are you kidding? It's incredibly cold here, says the microscopic organism. No.
Let's see. Can you give me a hint?
Yeah, he doesn't look a day over 23,000 years old.
Oh, he's 24,000 years old.
It is. It's 24,000 years old. The animal was frozen in the last ice age, and they thawed him out just recently. It's swimming happily in its little medium, although it's wondering why we don't have jetpacks like everybody said we would by now.
My first thought is, so they thaw this little sucker out.
Yeah.
And they unleash it into the modern world, and what hellscape will be created because of it. Sort of like a mini micro version of Jurassic Park.
Yeah, they keep doing these things. They keep like making super intelligent robots and like hybridizing animals and thawing out ancient creatures that should never again see the light of day. It's like, have they never seen a movie?
What I wonder is, what if he was going for 25,000 years?
You know, they're going for the record, you bastards.
You're going for 25,000 and they come along at 24 and thaw you out. You're like, are you kidding? Do I have to start over?